Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Taking moves that may absolutely 100% guarantee the outcome of the presidential election in 2024. What are they doing? Are they doing something to sew up the election? Yeah, to sew it up for Republicans. Why? They're talking about a bill now reaching the Congress of the United States. This is not San Francisco. It's not California. It's the United States of America. It's all the Big 50 that would pay $14 trillion in slavery reparations. And some of the leaders of the Democratic Party have refused to comment on the suggestion. If the Democrats go forward with this, the election is over. And the Democratic Party is over. And it would deserve it. I mean, really? If you're enthusiastic about spending $14 trillion of tax money to pay people based on skin color today, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We're also going to be talking about the turnaround for Ron DeSantis. He's the cover boy of Time magazine. It's a very unflattering picture, and it shows him peeling an orange. And he looks like he's having a tough time peeling an orange, and he's frowning. And at least it doesn't show him with two fingers stuck in chocolate pudding. That's something that President Trump has been associated with. But it is actually, and Karl Rove made this point in a fine column in the Wall Street Journal today, DeSantis has had a very good week, and we will get to that. We'll also be talking about Israel. After 75 years, there's a fascinating new book. We'll speak to the author. It's called Impossible Takes Longer, 75 years after its creation, has Israel fulfilled its founders' dreams? Well, has it? And speaking of dreams, there was a record set with a book, a book that was purchased, a single copy of a book. It's not the rights to the book. It's a copy of a book. It's a bestseller, but $38.1 million for one copy of the book, the most ever paid for a book. What book is it? We will get to that as well on a busy day on the Michael Medved Show. And also, we're going to confront a front-page story from the Wall Street Journal that is horrifying about the death rate for kids 10 to 19. Do you have any people in your life who are ages 10 to 19? We don't quite, but we have our oldest granddaughter is 6 years old, so it's heading in that direction. Between ages 10 and 19, our kids are dying at a rate that is unprecedented and is extraordinarily alarming. They use the term alarming in the Wall Street Journal front page story. Why are kids between 10 and 19 dying in such numbers? And yes, part of it is drugs. Part of it is overdoses from fentanyl and other hideous drugs. But part of it is deeper and even worse. We'll be talking about the contribution of social media in this alarming trend with our young people, with Gene Twenge, who has written books about the problems of different generations. And how does this compare to the problems of the baby boomers and Generation X? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First up, big time for Ron DeSantis. A cover of Time magazine, and it looks like one of those covers of Time magazine you would put if you were nominating him as Man of the Year, except he has a very, very angry scowl. He looks like he's getting ready to punch somebody out while he's peeling his orange. And the headline they have, the cover of Time, is what Ron DeSantis means for America. DeSantis is expected to announce his formal candidacy for presidency next week. Do you remember at one point recently people were saying, ah, he's not going to run, he doesn't have a chance. There's been some new polling that shows that, yes, things are tightening up. Actually, some new polling showing that the big gainer in the last week has been Joe Biden. Why is that? Is it because he's out of the country right now? He's in Asia right now? And no, it's really because he is trying to take care of business and to deal finally with this threat of a governmental shutdown. The headline from AP, DeSantis signs bills targeting drag shows, transgender kids, and the use of bathrooms and pronouns. Okay, what it makes it sound like is DeSantis targets drag shows and transgender kids and the use of bathrooms. DeSantis doesn't want you to use a bathroom? No, he wants you to use either a bathroom that's set aside as a bathroom for all, a gender-neutral bathroom, or to assign the bathroom that goes along with your physical status. And the story from AP, which is written by Brendan Farrington, says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed bills yesterday that ban gender-affirming care for minors, target drag shows, restrict discussion of personal pronouns in schools, and force people to use certain bathrooms. Now, this is unfair. I mean, when it says it targets drag shows, they're not trying to outlaw drag shows. There's the hit show on Broadway right now based on Some Like It Hot, which is, I mean, it's about people dressing up in drag. And no one is threatening RuPaul. But part of this has to do with is wanting the drag shows, if they're going to be taking place, to be geared toward adults only. And not particularly targeting kids. The second paragraph of the AP story says, DeSantis has made anti-LGBTQ plus legislation a large part of his agenda as he prepares to seek the Republican presidential nomination. He signed the bills in front of a cheering crowd at the Evangelical Cambridge Christian School in Tampa. The ceremony had a campaign-like feel, with DeSantis tossing Sharpies to a crowd, as opposed to when he privately signed measures on abortion and gun rights. Democrats opposed the bills, and LGBTQ plus rallies were held at the Capitol during the session that ended 2 weeks ago, but Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers of the Florida legislature and easily approved the bills for DeSantis' signature. It's kind of sad, said DeSantis, that we even have some of these discussions. That's what he told the crowd standing behind a lectern with a sign reading, "Let kids be kids." DeSantis presented a narrative that expert panels in the nation's major medical associations have said is false, such as the idea that children are routinely being mutilated. While he said he is protecting parents' rights, his opponents say he is denying the rights of parents with transgender kids. Okay, the number of parents with transgender kids with transgender status defined before the age of 16, even later in this article, they admit that that is extremely rare. And the idea that we covered yesterday, that there are people who actually did transition before puberty, when they were kids, before they were 16, and have come to regret it. And they have spoken out on this behalf. And when they talk about denying people care, what you're denying them is, yes, what sometimes becomes, through the surgery that is called gender affirmation surgery, a form of mutilation. Coming up, we will be talking about a change in the polling dramatically. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To resign. What's the talk among the Senate about her ability?
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a headline in the New York Post, and the New York Post, of course, is New York's most conservative newspaper, and part of the Rupert Murdoch family of media outlets, which includes Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and the Times of London and much more. But the headline in the New York Post is a shocker. And it's a shocker because we've just been getting disastrous polling information concerning President Biden and showing that he was running in a trial heat against Donald Trump very far behind. Well, not this time. President Biden, they say in the New York Post, would expand his 2020 margin of victory over former President Donald Trump if a rematch were held today, according to a new poll exclusively shared with the New York Post. The WPA intelligence survey of 1,571 registered voters. Now, that's interesting because most of the polling that people look at is likely voters. And part of the reason that Trump does better with likely voters is because when people are for Trump, they tend to be more enthusiastic. Why? Well, because everything about a Trump campaign is enthusiastic, and people coming out to the rallies and people who believe that literally Trump is the only thing standing between America and complete destruction and ruination. Trump voters, people who lean toward the former president, are more, how do you put it, heartfelt, geared up, ready to vote and ready to get out there early and to vote in person. They are less meh than a lot of the Biden voters. And so I think it's very important to keep in mind that this new survey, which shows Biden throttling Trump, and I mean, when you look at the last time, Biden won by 4.5% in the popular vote, which is the most of anybody. Obama never won by 4.5%. It's a very substantial margin. And which is why the whole talk about the 2020 election, the 2020 election was repeated at all, it would be a Biden victory again. And this indicates that Biden defeated Trump by 4.5 percentage points in 2020 popular vote, while former President Barack Obama won re-election over Republican Mitt Romney by only 3.9 percentage points in 2000 and 2012. The poll, which has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.5, was conducted between May 10th and May 13th. It also showed independent voters backing Biden by a whopping 14 percentage points, up from the 9 percentage points by which the Democrat won independents 3 years ago. There's no way that somebody will be able to lose independents in this race by 14 percentage points and win the election. That's just not going to happen. Wednesday's poll also showed Democrats leading generic down ballot races 47% to 42% when Trump is listed at the top of the Republican ticket. And none of this is because people like Joe Biden. 39% of registered voters have a favorable impression of the commander-in-chief, with 54% having an unfavorable impression of Joe Biden. Also, just 22% believe the country is on the right track right now, whereas 78% believe that we are in the wrong track. The average, by the way, is different when DeSantis is plugged in as the potential Republican nominee. The RCP, Real Clear Politics average, shows if it was Ron DeSantis versus Joe Biden, it would be Ron DeSantis is 42.5%, Joe Biden 42%. So that's certainly within the margin of error. There's another ABC News poll that shows DeSantis beating Biden by 6 points. And then there are other polls that were taken 2 weeks ago and in that range that show that the Trump had a meaningful edge. Some of the polling showing it's a more than 5% that Trump had a meaningful edge over Biden. So what's the question here? The polls are not at all certain. It is a matter of mixed messages, and that's why the new attention to Ron DeSantis and the recognition that he had a successful visit to Iowa. He showed that he was President Trump got some laughs by saying that DeSantis needed a personality transplant. They have Oppo research that they have been gathering on Governor DeSantis, particularly focusing on the time that he was a school teacher after college and law school. But I believe he was a school teacher before he went into the military. But with all of that, there's the opportunity that DeSantis has of getting attention for actually doing things. And one of the things that he is doing is signing these bills having to do with drag shows and educational curricula and the idea of so-called gender affirmation care for kids who are below the age of 16. They say in the AP story, the treatment typically begins with an evaluation for the distress caused when gender identity doesn't match a person's assigned sex. With parental consent, persistent dysphoria can be treated with hormones, but typically not until age 16. Well, now it's not just typically, it's by law. And it would have to be with parental consent. The guidelines generally today across the country say medical guidelines, surgery should be reserved to people 18 or older. And DeSantis said about the bill signing in which he participated, "We never did this through all of human history," meaning the gender reaffirmation or gender transition. "We never did this through all of human history like, what, 2 weeks ago, until 2 weeks ago. Now this is something they're having third graders declare pronouns. We're not doing the pronoun Olympics in Florida." Okay, Florida, a possible dream. Israel, question impossible takes longer. It's been 75 years. Has Israel fulfilled its founders' dreams? We'll be speaking with author Daniel Gordas coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's been a contentious House hearing as Republicans and Democrats have listened to some FBI officials talk about retaliation over blowing the whistle on what they say was the Bureau targeting conservatives. The FBI says some of those agents were suspended for many reasons, including possible disloyalty to the Constitution. Looks like California Senator Dianne Feinstein's been sicker than we thought. In addition to shingles, she also came down with a case of encephalitis, which can lead to memory loss. Feinstein is back at work and has cast votes on judicial nominations this week. All 9 Supreme Court justices agree social media companies cannot be held liable for terrorist attacks because some people use those platforms to spread terrorist ideology. Pro golf's second major of the season, the PGA Championship's underway. Justin Thomas is the defending champ. The tournament this year is at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Israel has just gone through the celebration of 75 years of statehood. Now, that doesn't mean that the Jewish people have only existed for 75 years, of course, but the modern state of Israel has been there for 75 years. And there's a question. The question is posed in a very provocative and wonderful new book. The book is called Impossible Takes Longer. 75 years after its creation, has Israel fulfilled its founders' dreams? The author is Daniel Gordas, who is Senior Vice President and the Koret Distinguished Fellow at Shalem College, and the author of more than 10 books. He's lived in Israel for more than two decades. And Daniel, I don't know if you saw the piece by Brett Stevens in the New York Times the other day about Israel's accomplishments after 75 years?
Yeah, I did.
And he made a point that I thought it's very good for Americans to remember, is that when America celebrated its 75 years of statehood, Millard Fillmore was our president, and just having succeeded Zachary Taylor. And I think there are a lot of people with all of the amazing things that America did in our first 75 years. We had a ways to go before becoming the leading nation in the world, as most people I think we are today. In terms of Israel and the 75 years of achievement, what seemed impossible for the founders of the state of Israel, and what turned out to be impossible? In other words, to start first with the biggest disappointments for the visions of the founders of the Jewish state.
Well, I think the biggest disappointment probably would be that we haven't been able to reach peace yet with all of our neighbors. although I'm not really sure that they were very optimistic that that would happen. They've been around the conflict for decades already. The conflict probably started in the 1910s, 1920s, depending on when you want to call it, 1929 for sure, in Hebron. So I don't know if they really thought that they would get there, but I think they would have been disappointed that peace had not come. I think they would have been disappointed that the relationship with the diaspora has been so fraught. Quite frankly, I mean, it's not going to be politically correct to many of our listeners, but quite frankly, the early founders of Zionism would have been distraught that more people, Jews from around the world, didn't come here. The people that came were the ones that came from countries where they really couldn't live meaningfully and comfortably Jewish lives, and those who could live comfortably, by and large, haven't come. So there's relationship with the Arabs, there's relationship with the diaspora. But I think, you know, more than those issues, what's overwhelmingly interesting is the ways in which they would have had very dire expectations in 48, and we have triumphed over them.
And those expectations, a lot of that has to do with the economic power and economic success of Israel, where gross domestic product, the per capita, is higher in Israel than in Germany or in the United Kingdom, which is astonishing. No one would have expected that.
No one would have expected that because in the 1950s, Israel had a ration of food. There wasn't enough food here. We're not talking about Merlot and caviar. We're talking about sugar and flour and sardines. I mean, the most eggs, the most basic foods, there wasn't enough to go around when hundreds of thousands of people, Jews from displaced persons camps after the Holocaust in Europe, and Jews who were thrown out of North Africa came to Israel. There wasn't housing for them. We had to put up Quonset huts. They were hotter than anything in the summer. They were seas of mud in the winter. The idea that Israel would become an economic powerhouse was, of course, unthinkable. The idea that Israel, which barely made it through the 1948 War of Independence, would not only one day be able to field a very competent army, but would actually be the kind of army that no standing Arab army has dared attack since 1973, I think they would have never imagined that possibility. The fact that Israel has restored Jews to the international marketplace of culture and ideas. You look at Netflix, you look at profoundly important literary awards and who the finalists are. A small little country of 9 million people, less than that, of course, being Jews, because 20% of our country is Israeli Arabs, speak Hebrew. And we've rocketed ourselves back into a place of cultural, intellectual significance that it would have been really unimaginable. So in many, many ways, this country, I think, has far exceeded their greatest aspirations.
Well, one of the things that I tell this story to friends and they still don't believe it is, when I was a small boy in the 1950s, my dad took me to a basketball game. They were staging this basketball game between the San Diego State University basketball players, and they had an Israeli national team. And the score, the San Diego State team won by a ratio of about 3-1, 4-1. It was very sad. And the Israeli guys were trying hard. But even in that, Israel won the European basketball title, didn't they? The Maccabiah team from Tel Aviv?
Yeah, they did win that. And
they won Eurovision.
An Olympic powerhouse, but we win medals. Israel's become, I wouldn't say a formidable athletic power, but we more than we punch way above our weight, let's put it that way.
Yeah, in terms of punching way above weight, for the people who look at the current political turmoil in Israel, Brett Stevens takes the position, and I believe you do too, that the real assurance about what is going on is how it is in the process of being worked out. The discussion of the place of the Supreme Court and the balance between the various branches of government in Israel, that is working out peacefully without civil war or collapse of the political system, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You made an interesting point before about where America was 75 years in. And Fillmore, 75 years in after 1776, America was gearing up for its civil war, which we hope and pray is not going to happen here. If we had had this conversation 2 months ago, 3 months ago, Michael, I would have said, I don't know where this is going. This is going to a very dark place. But I think the hundreds of thousands of people that come out every Saturday night in more than 100 places in the country, So we're talking over the course of weeks, you know, millions of protesters. We're basically zero looting, zero police violence, entirely peaceful. I think the government understands that this is a massive force of not anti-government protests fundamentally, but fundamentally loving this country, caring about this country, and wanting it to have a judicial system that is the sort of system that every functioning democracy in the world has. I think we've seen something really extraordinary about nonviolent protest, sustained, contained, that I do believe is going to perhaps not stop judicial reform entirely. And some judicial reform, by the way, is long overdue here, but it is going to stop the extreme version of judicial reform, which many people, myself included, felt would have completely annihilated any balance of powers in the government and therefore rendered Israel a much less effective democracy. We've seen something really extraordinary here.
Speaking of extraordinary, the book is called Impossible Takes Longer, 75 years after its creation, has Israel fulfilled its founders' dreams? There's photographs that actually say a great deal. Photographs of about the 30 or 40 people who are gathered on sand dunes outside the ancient city of Yafo, and that when they were founding at the beginning of the 20th century, the city of Tel Aviv, this is now the modern metropolis of the Middle East, and the pictures of that city having grown up literally on sand dunes out of nothing. And compared to what it was with impoverished, not Rothschilds, impoverished immigrants who were dreaming of a revived Jewish state. And part of what you get is some of the magic, some of the miracle of that story from reading Danny Gordas's new book. Daniel Gordas, Impossible Takes Longer is the name of the book. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Protests about flying the Israeli flag. Where? In Jerusalem? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show. There's a story from Reuters that just broke a couple of hours ago. It says tens of thousands of Israeli nationalists marched through the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem's walled old city under heavy security on Thursday, that would be today, in an annual event that drew condemnation from Palestinians. The headline is Israel's Flag March in Jerusalem Rattles Palestinians. Now, Palestinians, as you probably noticed after the 1,000 rockets that were sent from Gaza, are fairly easily rattled, fairly frequently rattled. The idea that the way they're covering this and the way that they use the language where it talks about thousands of Israeli nationalists marching through the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem's walled old city. Just for people who haven't been there and don't know, the old city in Jerusalem is exactly what it sounds like, and it's divided up into quarters, and there are four quarters. There is a Jewish quarter, which is the quarter that backs right up on the ancient wall to the ancient temple, the western wall where people go to pray, and there's also a Muslim quarter that has actually come there third. You say the Christian quarter second, because the Christian quarter was there earlier. And the Christian quarter includes the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Via Della Rosa and the shrine of the garden tomb that some people believe is where Jesus was entombed. That is the Christian quarter. And then there's also an Armenian quarter, just because there were Armenian holy people, Christians, who established themselves in the fourth quarter in this divided part of the old city. Now, the only part of the old city where, since ancient times, where basically it has been one group only in the old city was when Jordan, during the war for Israeli independence, took possession of the old Jewish quarter. And they destroyed more than 100 synagogues. And they actually tore them down, and they actually used some of the stonework from the ancient synagogues, that some of which had been there for hundreds of years, they used that to build latrines for the Jordanian army. And what they are talking about was, and that was the Jewish quarter in the old city. And what they say from Reuters, they say the parade is the main celebration on Jerusalem Day, when Israel marks its recapture of Jerusalem in the 1967 Middle East War. The event has become a show of force for Jewish nationalists and for Palestinians, a blatant provocation meant to undermine their ties to the city. There has been no Israeli attempt to undermine Palestinian ties to the city. Palestinians have lived there for a long time, not quite as long as Jewish people, but for a very long time. And there are ties to the city of Jerusalem, which is why the control of the Palestinians call the Noble Sanctuary, the Jews call the Temple Mount, why that control is handled by the Waqf, which is an Islamic group, a Palestinian group based in Jordan, which basically determines when you go up or when you go in to the Islamic holy sites. What the Israeli flag march is intended to do is to affirm that Jerusalem is a united city that is the capital of Israel and is the ancient capital of Israel and has been. And by the way, going back to censuses that were taken under Ottoman rule, as early as the 1850s, the plurality of residents of Jerusalem have been Jewish. And the idea that somehow flying an Israeli flag in the capital of the Jewish state is a provocation is really an indication of some of the distance that has to be followed on behalf of peace. And speaking on behalf of peace, attention, Alex Jones. What does Alex Jones have to do with peace? They are pointing out that Sam Altman, who is the CEO of chief executive officer of OpenAI, which is one of the leading firms for artificial intelligence, Sam Altman will join forces with key leadership from companies like Microsoft and Google this week as a secretive meeting of the business and political elite kickstarts in Lisbon, Portugal. Artificial intelligence will top the agenda as the ChatGPT chief meets with Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, a DeepMind head Dennis Hassabis, and former Google CEO Eric Schmidt in the annual Bilderberg meeting. The tech titans will be joined by political heavyweights, including former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, and Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, for a range of discussions spanning international relations, trade, energy, and finance. All in all, there will be about 130 participants. I'm not included, alas. Never have been. 130 participants from 23 countries. They are set to attend the private meeting, a similar number to previous years. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, BP chief Bernard Looney, Total Energy CEO Patrick Pouyanné, and investor Peter Thiel, and a number of EU politicians will also be there. The three-day event, which this year runs from Thursday to Sunday. Does this sound somehow threatening to you? Scary? A three-day event, which this year runs from Thursday to Sunday, is shrouded in mystery, with clandestine talks held behind closed doors and subject to Chatham House rules, meaning the identity and affiliation of the speakers must not be disclosed. That has sparked conspiracy theories similar to those leveled against high-level meetings like the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, by those who claim attendees are seeking to establish a new world order. Okay, this Bilderberg stuff has been going on. The first Bilderberg meeting was 1954. So how are they doing in establishing the new world order? I think you could make a very big argument that in 1954, still in the ashes of World War II, there was more of a world order. The UN was more important in 1954 than it is today. And the idea that this Bilderberg attempt to try to get together, here they have what is on the agenda. Even though they may have the Chatham House rules and may not give people's identities or backgrounds, they're very public about the agenda. Now listen to this. It's all about blood drinking and incantations and chants and idol worship. No. Here's the agenda. Tell me what's scary here. They're going to be talking about AI. I know there's some people, whenever you talk about artificial intelligence, it's terrifying. The banking system. China. Energy transition. Europe. Fiscal challenges, India, industrial policy and trade, NATO, Russia, transnational threats, Ukraine, and U.S. leadership. Well, they put U.S. leadership down at the bottom. Most of the participants in the Bilderberg meeting are actually from Europe. Today, they report in Reuters that two-thirds of participants come from Europe and the rest from North America, with approximately a quarter from politics and government and the remainder from other fields, according to a statement on its website. How many are women? One-fifth. A reason to protest the Bilderberg meeting? It's so secretive, by the way, that they've already released a list of participants. Stacey Abrams is going to be there. Hooray for that. Sam Altman is going to be there. Ann Applebaum, who writes for The Atlantic. Bush and Cheney, they're not going to be there on the list. Not Liz Cheney either? No, I don't think so. In any event, I think we will survive. And whatever they do at Bilderberg, America will remain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.